Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a Trent presentation from November 2016. Miss Nora Kühner, independent fashion and design consultant, presents Performance Color, Winter 2018-19.
Okay, so once again, welcome. And to the Trent presentation on colors, I will first do an update of summer 18, and then we have a preview of winter 18-19. And as you all know, we have launched together, Performance Days and me, in April, the Performance Colors by Nora Kühner, together with an international team of experienced designers, all focused on sports. I developed a season, a color range, which we, as Performance Colors, presented first in April for summer 2018. Just to name some of the advantages of this color forecast, of course, we are very, very, very early, and I can tell you that it's really a lot of speed. We have to, with a lot of speed, we do this, because to be ready for you, so it's really brand new what we bring up to you. It's also really focused on sports, and it's really good tool also due to the collaboration with Dyestar. Every color which we select is defined also by Dyestar colors, and Dyestar delivers the information about color washing fastness and light fastness. So it's really a good tool also to know from the beginning and the fastnesses. Okay, let's start with summer. So we have some keywords of the season: brilliance and lightness, playfulness, reflection and fragmentation, delicate reduction, and immersive infinity. These are trends, I think, they have now proved already that this is really a general direction. These are general directions for the season summer 2018. I have just attended some of other international presentations about summer. So our feeling, because we worked on the summer 18 already in March 2016. So our feeling was good and is now confirmed for the season. And just one thing before I continue. Please, no photos and no recording or anything like this. It's really a matter of copyright. And I was just last week at Premier Vision, and everybody is saying, please respect copyright and don't record and don't take pictures. It's and for me, myself, it's really important. I'm an independent company. I'm myself. I am the product, and I have to make my living with these things, which I bring to you, and I share them really voluntarily with you. But please don't distribute these pictures and share them with others in your streams. Okay, first thing, playfulness. I think we all know that life is rather complex, life is rather difficult. We need a little bit of playfulness and the sense for being playful. And also you can see this in a lot of aspects in just when young designers really work on topics also for sports, with design by Vera DuPont, student, a recent graduate from design school Eindhoven. It's just a playful spirit. Nevertheless, it's really something well thought, and it's also with a big knowledge and combining traditional technology with up-to-date contemporary technology and forward-looking technology, but always with a very easygoing spirit and really plunging into the matter and to really try to make the best of it, but to with a certain easiness. You also see this illustration. We see a lot of hand paintings, comics and graphic novels. All this proves that we need, or we like to see, again, something done by hand. It's not all about technique and technology and perfect surfaces, but it's also about the imperfect. By the way, UN is at the moment one of the most used prefixes in the English language to undo things, to be unperfect. So it shows that we just want to do the opposite of what we are actually in. So you see also in this way, because it's really a lot of words beginning with un at the moment. So it's something that is a matter also for us designers. Maybe we have to do less to do things different in the future to really do them new, to give some newness. So this is a playful spirit with shown with some objects, with some illustration, with some graphics. And this inspired us for one of our themes. And the next thing is that we have brilliance and lightness. So also the fact that, like in this shop, the Chanel store, the latest one in Amsterdam, where the facade is glassy and it seems to disappear in the light, in the sunshine. And so it's not a heavy, though it's a heavy building and a brick building, but the facade, the covering of a facade makes it really, it disappears in the area. And also this lightness, though this rusty artwork looks very heavy on one hand side, but the construction and the plain linear contours, they really make it balancing like a feather. And also here, this shimmering and metallizing effects. And so we want a lot of lightness combined with playfulness. It's really an easygoing spirit for the season for summer 2018. Then, of course, reflection and fragmentation. We all know as our theme for the season is once, now, when. We live in the moment, and so it's we reflect what we are doing. We take pictures, we frame any minute, any moment, and some to share pictures in Instagram or Facebook. So our lives are really now segmented or exist in frames, in squares, and endless flood of pictures which surrounds us. And this fragmentation of the everyday is also seen here, and is also an inspiration for doing graphics, for playing with light effects, to give structures to surfaces, to make light be reflected. And then the other side is the immersive infinity. We are influenced by gaming and the escapes of people to other worlds, to new worlds, to worlds which offer a lot of layers, with layers which cover itself, or if you've every time, every new picture shows another door to the next level. So we really love to, or a lot of people already live in games. I just met lately a young lady. She's told me that she is really daring to leave her job and to play life escape as job. So I'm wondering how she will make a living of that. But it's interesting that people, really, she's about 30 years old. She's, since Easter, she tries to, she lives life escapes. She's a gamer, and now this is her job. So this is really something which also influences. So you see, we have also a really dark mood, though it's summer. But on the other hand side, we all see that there is a more trans-seasonal spirit. In these times, we have it's no longer fixed everything to the date which the calendar gives or so. It's all morphing and really flexibly coming together and then separate again. But this is just life in the digital and real world today. And so we said, okay, we want to have a darker mood, though it's summer. We also enclose this in our color range. And then delicate reduction. I especially like this mirror, which is working with color. So more or less the product comes to life only by color gradation. And this is really beautifully done. Of course, I did the collage with the reflection of a face. So this is also something we like to hide, we like to play with identities, we like to explore our identities, and this is something which is not just for the season summer 2018. It's of course a theme for the next years, that we are exploring our identity to the boundaries. We love to design ourselves, we love to design our lives, we really are creators of our own life, and try to be as individual as possible, though on the other hand side, we look at in the internet or so for people who share our spirit, who are with us or who share our opinion. So we build up a kind of capsule for our lives by the internet with people, because we don't look for others who don't like the things we like, but we always like to meet people who share the same spirit, who share the same love for music, or who like the same book as we do. So you see, the internet on one hand side opens up a lot of doors, but on the other hand side, it shrinks our lives, because it offers only, if we have once bought a certain perfume in an internet shop, we only get recommendations for perfumes of the same kind, not something completely different. So it lacks a little bit of surprise. And so, nevertheless, this is really something very interesting that we see, or especially with a lot of young brands, also in clothing, who do really interesting things just to fit needs of small groups of people, of niche target groups. And we think this is really something we also need in our sector, because we all know, I had just 20 minutes before this presentation a talk with everything the same, and bored, and now we are talking about many years that same is boring, but nevertheless we still continue. And what makes me always very optimistic is that I see that a lot of young designers come up with really new and interesting ideas, and it's worth following them and look what they offer. And of course, it can be a perfect inspiration for our work. Okay, so let's jump into the first story. We were inspired by such a collage of colors, and I just saw last week in this international trend presentation also these green tones, fresh green aqua, and really green, grass green, are really important colors, and slightly blurring idea of a color, but nevertheless a fresh and a little bit dry spirit for the whole thing. And what we like is especially the traces of time, because we, as living in today, only in the minute, for 1 minute, from the 1 minute to the next minute, we are not looking back. We love traces. We designers, because traces are always something interesting. You can find inspiration in the traces, and of course it makes surfaces, colors, and so more interesting if you have also traces of rust or of dirt or of glances of light in that. And so we call our first theme Here Today, Gone Tomorrow. And Here Today, Gone Tomorrow is really true for our days, because it's really what we liked yesterday, we throw away today. And next minute, we want something new. We are not really prepared to keep things for a longer time. We just want to, or at least marketing says that we want something new any minute. And that, so we are bombed with newness, but what is newness? Is it really new what comes up, or is it just new because it has a different color or different structure? So this is something which is really interesting. And you see here all these fragmentations and confrontations with the old, with the new, and the blank with really swirly leftovers of a net. And then all these mosaic kind of things. and also here. It's with bringing together the old and the new, and with all the traces coming up. And here our color range, it's really a cool one. It's a fresh one. It's a perfect theme for outdoor clothing, we guess. But we also see it as a very distinguished story for maybe doing fitness gym clothing. We like very much. And what I mean is number five is a real true green. Green as green can be. And so we really love this story. And as I saw last week, this is really a big trend also in fashion, with green and fresh atmosphere. Here's some further inspiration, because we also love to hear, just to go back one, when number seven is a kind of rusty maroon or copper, maybe, when if it's metallized. We see also here a love for the metallization of colors, and to bring some to these dry and really a little bit used look, to bring a certain chic, a certain glimmer to it. We see a love for metallization of the colors, and so you see here this inspiration. And I like also this fabric over there. This is also just to see that things, graphics dissolve and scatter over the planes of a fabric. I think this is really a nice story for outdoor. So the next theme was inspired, of course, by the selfie mania, and we call it Any Minute. I think, as I explained before, we live from minute to minute, and nearly, I don't know, I have lately heard that somebody did a study on how young girls do in the morning before they go to school. Because they found out that young ladies really like to get up early, voluntarily. And so what do they do? Because, and at least they do about 17 snapshots of them before they leave home. Because they share the snapshot with their friends to check, oh, well, we can't go because we have the same sweater, or do you like my dress? So they really make, and it was not something happening in the US or so, it was done a study in middle Europe, so this is really something stunning, yet that you have the time in the morning to get up early to make 17 snapshots in the morning of your clothing just to find out that whether you can go to school or not in this. So this is really something, and that we have to keep in mind, that this is people's way of living today. Okay, all for the moment. Any minute, you see a lot of impressions, so it's also that it's hard to focus on things, and so we see a lot of fragmented designs, pictures, fragmented, just like some bites of pictures and some moods capturing really only a second of life. And so this is a mood which is very lively, with very very nice colors. Though one colleague said, I would never use these colors. These are ladies' colors. We don't think so that they are only ladies' colors. Of course, there is a lilac or lavender. But on the other hand side, if I take this dark petrol and the mint green and red, and so I think can also be perfect colors for a checkered shirt or something like this. Of course, it's a very artificial mood of color. It's not; these are not natural colors. They're really not mineral ones or so. They are really living from plastic, from perfect surfaces, from a spirit which is truly our daily spirit at the moment. So you see here also bringing together really strange combinations, and not thinking about whether it's fitting together, just whether it's interesting and it's catching my attention for a second. This is really the mood. And so we really have also to keep in mind that things must not be perfect. We have to make unexpected things and to combine topics which might not be fitting to the rules. We really have to break rules and try new things and get back a sense of experimentation for our work. So, the next theme is the dark one. It's not the dark room and it's not the dark net. It's just this mood of getting inspiration from dark pictures, from moody staging of pictures. And also I love very much this work of Refik Anadol, who does really, he makes room installations where you really don't know where you are. So what is up and what is down? I selected therefore this picture with the guy in it, so that we know he is really standing in a room and just taking a picture to a wall. But this is something which I mean in the beginning with immersive. Yeah, we really dive deeply into our worlds. A lot of people and more people do this regularly, to dive into our worlds, to get away from the ordinary, to find new ideas for living, for inspiration. So we call it escapades. And I think this is a perfect illustration of a spirit. There's a lot of light refraction, like I mentioned before, as keyword. It's not a dark and doom story. It has its glances, it has its light, but very scarcely shattered around and making something like what is hidden behind, and you can discover new things, and here's something, what is it, and up there a silhouette and so. So this is really a little bit strange and creepy, but on the other hand side, very attractive. Also here, an inspiration, also leaving the frame, getting out, and just do something which you say, okay, this is a little bit crazy, but I do it. So the main colors are these three blue shades, so a mid-tone blue, then dark navy, and then the light sky blue. And what is really nice are the four colors which we have here, the nude one, the red, and the vanilla yellow, was very soft vanilla, and this creamy green. And then we take the next one, which is playfulness at its best. Really a love for the a little bit Bauhaus inspiration. I just saw a new exhibition lately about the Bauhaus spirit. And so we did our Bauhaus spirit 6 months earlier already to this exhibition. But then I discovered really some of the thoughts we shared when we were discussing this topic. And so we see a lot of illustration as before. I think we have never seen so many graphic novels like in the last 2 years, and maybe in the 1950s. But for a long time, there were no graphic novels. And so a love for the illustration, no pictures, but illustrations, and then with simple forms. You can also see this in the decoration of my booth over there, where you can also see the colors, color cards, both for summer 18 and winter 18-19. And also this playful spirit here again. This is a lamp, which is really very, very nicely done. And in darkness, it reflects this moon kind of shading colors to the walls. So it's really about thinking anew, playful, and doing lovely things, which really attract people by emotion also. I think this is something we have also to keep in mind, that we need to be human and we need to be emotional. So we call it Toy Story. And it's like seen here. It's not about a super detailing graphics or so, but it's with a very exploding spirit of energy and joy, working on the things. You see here the colors; they are really beautiful. It's a beautiful range, mainly the red and the yellow, they are more or less primary colors. Then the dark turquoise, the 26 is a dark turquoise green or intense turquoise green. And 27 is a dark violet, which is very important to us as background color. And usually we don't take white in it, but this story cannot live without white. It has to be contrasted. We see this as a summer story, and it has to be highlighted by white. Here's some graphic inspiration, also some fabrics. I like very much the sneaker patches by Euphoria. It's just a small detail, but it makes the whole thing witty, and this is really, it's human. It's not algorithm, it's human. And the next story is also, again, a bit darker. A perfect inspiration is the picture of Vivian Sassen with these dark petrol tones, and then a burgundy red and highlighted by yellow and then an orange like this. So it's about also the self-expansion. We are living in a time where the self is the most important thing. We don't care a lot about other things, but we care about ourselves. And we try to stage us every time and to make, and as said before, to explore our identities. And this goes in between romantic moods, like on the right-hand side, and cyborg, like in staging. So we call it on stage, exploring identity, the unlimited self. Because you see, there's all this discussion about robots, cyborgs, and some prostheses, also for runners, like at the Paralympics. All these discussions to have implantations of something to make men more efficient, and you will hear tomorrow in my speech about hybrid or about brave new creation, you will see some pictures what I mean by this. So this is all something, an ongoing process, and we don't know yet what will come out of this process. Our colors, like said before, dark petrol, number 33, the dark violet again, 27, and then really usual sports red. But the mood is more, is a darker one, and it's about I am. I am what I want to be. My next story is the last one for summer, and it's a rather classic one. It's a maritime story, but with a new take. And we love especially the combination of these sandy tones, browny tones, with the blue tones. And this illustration, this artwork from Nick van Wert, I really love it, because it shows how we stick to the old, how we don't dare to get away and to turn around to new things, or to rethink our society and how it works, or think about what we have to do in the future. So this is an image that I like very much, also with the colors. Oops. With the colors, with the color shading, which is really a little bit transparent layers, and then very creamy again. And so it's about color bringing, and this is something which is always my problem with our performance fabrics, that we have color very massive and it's now at the moment, we would love to see more color gradation or layering of colors to give the fabric surfaces also a bit more depth. So we call it departure. So don't stick to the old, and don't stick to the old ideas. Don't stick to same, but try to dare to be, or be prepared to depart and to take new risks to take, because risk is also opportunity. And departure, so it's a forward-driving spirit with this more or less classic maritime story, which is has a bit of a new take to the purple 34, And then with 37, with Sandy, brown tone, and of course the new tone 36. So this is also something which we see in international interpretations of a trance for the season. And I like the spirit very much, and we also know that fashion people like it very much from the first beginning. So here's some, once again, how to work on colors and graphics. You see, it's really a lot of movement and a lot of shading and dissolving and getting together and then again depart. So it's somehow also a reopener for the season winter 18-19, because we depart, we are on a roadmap, we have a roadmap, no roadmap for tomorrow. And so we are just going on and trying to find out what will happen. So it's looking beyond. Nobody knows. We can only report and reflect what is happening today and what we see as chances. And at the moment, we see it's hyper-living, we call it. It's hyper-living because we are driven and we are constantly accelerating our lives. Or where our lives are being accelerated by somebody else or by others. And we try to keep in pace with this acceleration. We get sometimes exhausted, and that is the problem with the digital age. The digital and algorithms never get exhausted, so they can drive us until craziness. And this is something we really have a problem with. And so our reflection of the season is mainly inspired by this idea of that we have to cover all kind of communication channels. We are constantly forced to react or to be, we feel obliged to answer to this email, to post something on Instagram and Facebook. Otherwise, we will lose value. We are not valuable if we don't expose ourselves that much as someone, maybe the algorithm tells us. So it's really something, we are in constant rush, and this is something which also has to be reflected in our work, in our thinking, and how we approach our customers with our collections, with our products, and with the look of and feel of our products. Just to show, because I'm sure that a lot of you have already seen this pairing of photos, but just to make sure that we are all aware that it's really only a short time that we have really lived through seismic shifts, fundamental changes in our way of life. Because 2005, yeah, quite normal, a group of people without any mobiles, awaiting the result of the election of the Pope. And then in 2013, looks like this. So this is really, which I think this says everything. It's really something completely new. And this only within 8 years. So at the moment, the most interesting thing, and this is what our idea behind is, that if you look back to the picture, so are we really looking ourselves, or is it our mobile which is looking? Are we using our senses? What is happening around us? Do we touch anything? And not touching emotionally by an idea or so, but also with our hands. We touch perfect surfaces, or we swoosh, mad. But do we really use anymore our senses? And what happens if we are going to lose our senses? There have been a lot of exhibitions this year which deal with these themes in Friedrichshafen. I don't know who has been at Outdoor. And there was a really interesting and fascinating and somehow creepy exhibition in Friedrichshafen in the Zeppelin Museum about Möglichkeit Mensch. Possibility human. So and this was really, my husband was with me in this because I said I have to go there, and he said, "Woo, it's really creepy." What some people are already practicing, and not freaks, just normal people, but they use all these extensions to the body and implantations and So you ask, is it still human? And I think this is really something which will change our work and our living profoundly. And we, as designers, we can design and construct this future if we are interested in these things which are more and more stamping our lives and the life of more and more people. Because what happens if all these people only do sports at home and with a live stream, regarding a live stream, training with someone who is giving instructions or training with their smart watch or something like this, they don't care about what they are wearing if they are doing it all on their own, if they don't go out anymore. And it's really happening. I have a young couple with a small child next to me in my surrounding, and I'm wondering, I lately just asked a friend of mine, is it normal that a child of 14 months is never out, and parents never go out with this child? They have a house with a garden, but they don't use it. So you never see them. They have a gardener, and I am sure they will pretty soon they will do smart gardening. This means they sit in their rooms and they, via mobile, they handle the garden. So this is really happening. It's not something that Silicon Valley is telling us. So this was our spirit, shaping human senses anew, because we have to adapt ourselves to what is going on. Therefore, the first theme is upheaval, all these changes, all these disruption, all these ruptures which are coming here. So this is really something interesting, and we see here a lot of also light and darkness, and then really nice shading of colors, also here kind of new tone, and then a really pink, a strong pink, like this. With mouth, with lips, and then a kind of silvery yellow, and then the dark side of the thing. But I think this is a very nice color setting, doing a lot of collections in sports with that topics which can be covered with this story. And you see here, really interesting is also the shading. So what has already begun in summer 18, we see here again, everything is shattered, it's nothing homogene, we have not really perfectly defined surroundings, the perfectly defined borders, it's really all on the move. Beyond now, of course, we are playing with the title of our first color chord where we tackled the theme now. And now we say beyond now. So what is going on behind now? You know, at the moment, everybody wants to have an office room like Google or Apple or somebody like these companies, open spaces. Nobody has a really fixed place to stay and to work. Everything is mobile. So, and what comes up? Now a young designer presented the office booth privacy. So it's like of a shell where you can go in, you can creep in, and then have a little bit of privacy, at least in the office. So you see, everything that we do, there comes a counter trend. Yeah, but that the reverse is also happening, because people begin to see that privacy is something valuable. It's not something which we cannot give away or want to give away. I like this really very much, this idea. And so here you have the theme, what we will focus on. It's a really grayish story, only a very brilliant green and a soft yellow, a really soft yellow. But we like very much this grayish tones and playing with grayish color story, and this linear, somehow fragile, and also prospecting in the future, but you don't know what is in these emptied rooms and with emptied frames, nothing in. We frame, but nothing is in it. But we frame everything. So this is really something we like to work on, and we will come up with e-magazine with all the background information about graphics and surfaces in about 6 to 7 weeks, which is completing the color range. And then we have the next thing, we call it in between. And so we are here interested in the spaces which are formed by encounters of different things, and also the staging. Like this, I like very much this headdress from Maiko Takeda. It's really perfect thing. But on the other hand side, also the hand-drawn thing. Yeah, still this continues. We try to use our senses. But on the other hand side, there's also the fascination for the really perfect surface, for really glamorous technical perfection, I would call it. And the colors are very outdoor colors, shading of green, three green shades, again, green as a topic of the season, and then some are warmed up by red, orange, and yellow. I think a very beautiful range. And I'm looking forward to work on it. And again, here, we are interested in the spaces in between. This is the interesting thing. The emptied frame, the emptied spaces. Synesthesia, it's a human theme. We were just discussing lately with some colleagues from Japan and France that we need humanity more than ever. If we want to keep it, and if we want to keep human feelings, we have to have our hands on, the hands-on approach, do things ourselves. And I'm happy to see that a lot of young designers really love to do this and have new ideas and contemporary ideas. It's not about going retro. It's about doing things today, for today and for tomorrow, but with a hands-on approach and not some machine doing it. Colors are really a warmed range with red and soft lilac, and then some cooler tones. And we especially like very much this design of Ginny Moon with this reddish brown and the bleached denim blue. And also what you see here, to give form to something which is not perfect, but it's done with modern technology. They have a vase which is just compressed between two stones, it looks like, at least. So, and this is something which interests us, to give individual shapes to new things. And then we have the otherworldly story. And this is also an interesting exhibition in a museum in Karlsruhe about the sensorium, the human sensorium, and to explore how we explore our lives and how we can adapt our sensorium to the new circumstances of living in the 21st century. And so it's an encounter of urban green things and artificial green nature, and with an idea for a robot, or a nice kind of robot, I don't know. So we are interested in this gap and how to bridge this, and like very much the color story here, a very clear story, very warm again, only the dark midnight blue here on the right hand side, and also this play of really blurring things, and then plain flat color. And in the end, the last theme, convergence. Slowly but surely, things get shaped, and we try to put them together, and might be fragile, but they stand. And they work together. So I think it's a good picture for what we are living in at the moment. that we try to find out where to go to and how to build up our future. And slowly but surely, we arrive to shape, to give shape to things, and to put up something new, to set up something new. And though it might be difficult, we should dare. So, like here, the colors. You see, we have a dark violet, then intense blue and orange, and then these reddish, yellowed, orange tones with a real. We tried for the first time after some years again a neon tone, because we just had the feel to spice it up, to bring something to this whole color story, or to the whole season, to spice it up with a neon color, to really set a signal and say, yes, we dare. And we dare to use a neon coral, though, of course, Dysa said, you never get any fastnesses for that. And then I said, yes, that's designer's work, that we challenge you. Okay, so this is our outlook to the colors. As I mentioned before, you can buy the colors at once at my booth or at the entrance desk. The complete package is the color fan, with the PDF file, e-magazine on trends for winter 18-19, and which will be sent to you if you buy today or tomorrow. The color card already, the color fan. You will receive this by beginning of January, after Christmas, to tell the truth. Okay, so thanks a lot for being here and for sharing and listening to my presentation. And if you like, I'm over there and we can discuss. I would be pleased to meet you, and yeah, let's keep in touch and have a nice season. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabrics Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2016 by Designer Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.